It's a daily talk show episode 759.
It's Weekend Banter. Tully Smythe, still with us. And we're doing a bit of a Big Brother deep dive.
We have to, right? We have to. We can't ignore the elephant in the room, which is that it is back.
And
the
big man is back. Apparently it is shit.
I didn't say that. Oof. You just put words
that's
in my mouth.
That's a big call.
Well, according to Josh's partner, Bree, who, I mean, is she on the show?
That does look a little bit like Bree.
Oh, my God. Like, there is a photo.
That's
like
Google
legit.
Images. How
that's
offensive
legit.
Is the picture?
Let's say obviously, it's not.
But also,
Bree's
she's one of the hottest housemates, FYI. The
Bree, okay. There's a girl named Casey. Somebody.
She does look so familiar. Someone mentioned it in the Discord, and I'm trying to work out. Was she on The Bachelor or something?
No, not to my knowledge. Bachelor. Not to my knowledge.
And so this idea that it is shit, obviously, like, where do you think that comes from?
Look, it's just a different show. I'm a big fan of the show. That's why I auditioned. I think, you know, it's always funny to me when these people audition for these shows, and they're like, oh, I actually never watched the show before. Yes, you have.
You didn't audition for this round, though, surely?
No, of course not.
No.
Unless it's an All-Stars, Josh.
If you're listening for the first time, Tully was on one of the original seasons of Big Brother. What year?
2013. So okay. Season 10.
Season 10. Yep. That's a good number.
Yeah,
good
season number. 10.
There's only a few people I feel like people remember from Big Brother. Sarah Marie with the
hot dogs.
Yeah, Galen.
Hot dogs works, I believe, at Nova as a newsreader.
Yeah.
Hot dogs. No, that's Michael Brick, who was a turkey slapping boy. He's at Nova.
Well, I think people go hot dog because they think turkey slap, and you use a hot dog for turkey slap.
Can you just for 1 second imagine turkey slapping today?
Oh my god!
And the outcry.
I was thinking the exact same thing the other day. Like even the up late stuff. Imagine if that was on now.
Well,
I
purposely
it'd be all over the internet in a second.
I knew going in because so basically what happened was so Channel 10 had it for like 10 years, ran it to the ground. They had like up late. They had the nude showers. They had the dinner dancing, all that stuff. Then Channel 9 brought it back after a short hiatus, and then I watched one season of Channel 9's version of it. There was no up late. It was very much a family, they're really pushing the sort of family friendly version of it. Like it's a family show, family. Saw that they had no fun bits allowed. And so I was like, you know what? I wouldn't have done it if it was the old show, knowing that me showering nude might, only did it knowing that there was no up late, no uncut, no nothing like that.
Well, Tully, as your lawyer, like what?
You're not my lawyer, Tully.
Well, I like to look over your contracts. And I didn't get in 2013, we weren't mates. What did you get given as a, how old were you then?
25.
So 25-year-old, you were in PR then?
No, advertising. I was working at DDB Sydney.
Yeah, but like well out of the influence. There was no such thing as the influencer world then. And talent agency style. What did you get given before you went in? Like what was
the- It was a lot of stuff like it was mainly to do with the actual show and making the show be a success. So we couldn't tell anyone around us that we were going on the show. We could tell like a select handful of people. We couldn't tell. Basically, they were just threatening, you know, if your name gets out, if it gets leaked that you're going on the show, we'll just drop you.
Tommy's talking about cash, though. How much did you make?
Oh, no, I didn't. I wasn't even thinking that.
Oh, really?
I mean, good question, I love a guy that asks that kind of stuff.
Josh just has a glass of Prosecco just up here the entire time. Pretty soon, he'll be pointing with it.
It's very sweet. It's very sweet.
No, it's not. You don't know anything about alcohol. Like, what are you even talking about?
It's so sweet.
No, it's not a Moscato, babe.
And so
it's very fruity.
Like your bio, baby.
And so what is the deal? Was everyone getting paid the same?
Yeah, $500 a week? It's nothing.
Mm-hmm. It was covering costs.
The idea is the way they pitch it, it's a competition. I never saw it like that, but it is. You're in there vying for $250,000 and they just want to make sure that when you leave, you come out even. They don't want you to come out, you know, in the red, and they don't want you to come out with a surplus.
It's like Job Seeker.
Job Keeper.
You know what? That was enough. That was just enough money for me. But we had people in there that had kids. They had 3 kids and a house and a mortgage. There was no way they would have been breaking even.
Yeah.
No way.
I mean, what evidence did they – what did they ask for your tax return? Did they ask for your bank statements?
No, it was a blanket amount for everybody.
It was a handshake. It's like, mate – this will keep you going, right?
No,
right?
We had to sign a contract. And there was a copy of the contract. I never forget. There's a copy of the contract in the house in like a plastic folder. And if we were ever kind of veering towards breaking said rules. And it was mainly stuff like...
It's like an Airbnb. They've got like the rules.
Yeah, it's laminated.
But there were other rules, like we couldn't talk about the audition process once in the house.
Yeah.
We couldn't acknowledge the cameramen or cameras. We couldn't break the fourth wall. So if we heard... Because you could hear them. Like, they're just here. You can hear them murmuring. No, just murmuring. But they'd be like...
lunch.
So I once got drunk and got topless. Again, I know it's very out of character for me, but, you know, tits out Tully was around and I could hear all the boys laughing behind the mirrors. Oh. But we're not allowed to acknowledge that and break the fourth wall. So we would call them the possums in the roof. We'd be like, does anyone else hear those possums? And someone else is like, yeah, I hear the possum.
That's great.
Possums, you know, Greg behind me just like snorting into his camera.
Yeah, definitely Greg. I feel like when I watched a tour of the new house, there are cameras in the toilet.
Always. The best stuff happens in the toilet. You are upset. The only place you have in that house for privacy with a lock is the toilet. That's the only place you can go to by yourself and lock a door. Everywhere else in that house, it's free for all.
But you've got a hang up about like shitting. So was that a big issue?
Do you know what? Funnily enough, so the first couple of days in the first couple of days.
I shat better than ever.
Sorry, Tally. You guys laugh it out and let me know when you're finished.
No, we're done.
No, actually, it was an actual problem, Josh. So the first couple of days in the house, I actually weirdly had no issue with it. Mm-hmm. I'm a bit of an exhibitionist. I didn't get off on someone watching me, but I didn't care about it. But most people found it really disconcerting having a because it had a flushing red light, right?
Oh, no.
So you're sitting there and it's as far as that camera is from me, mm-hmm. and it's just flashing, like recording at you the entire time. And like girls had their periods in there, guys are trying to jerk off in the toilets. There was a lot happening in the toilets.
Greg,
look at this again. And so, were they allowed to use that footage?
No. So the idea was that, obviously, as I said, like most of the fun stuff happens in the toilets. Like you're upset, you go to the toilets. You want to have a little bitch with someone, you go to the toilets. You're drunk and you need to spew, toilets. A lot of fun, juicy stuff happens in the bathroom, so they can't not have that covered. But we were told that unless it was something like that, like we were having a secret chat or a whispering session, if it was just us using the toilet, it wouldn't go to air.
Can't use
but
it.
You still know that there is a guy whose job it is to watch that camera in the control room.
You know, that's
just the fact.
Wonder how many perverts are
trying
to get that.
I had a few reach out to me after the show that kind of freaked me out.
Hey, it's Greg here. I worked on the show.
Seriously.
Yeah,
seriously.
You called me possum. It really endearing.
You're joking, but I had this guy message me and say, hey, Tully, you know me, we've never met, but I was actually a camera guy during your time on the show and I just really feel like I followed your journey and I've seen you grow into a beautiful woman. And I'm like, what you followed is me taking a shit.
You filthy prick, Greg. Jesus. And so give us an idea of the – because I haven't watched it yet, Big Brother 2020 versus
different
2013.
Show.
What is this show and what was the last show? Like,
so I think – I mean, I'm a Big Brother loyalist and I've watched it since its inception. And at the crux of what the show's about, it's about, you know, the voyeuristic, you know, watching these people live their lives. The show is about watching us get up, wash, you know, brush our teeth, have a shower, slowly make breakfast – start chatting about our day. That's what the show was about. They thought that, you know, audience have changed and they kind of took a leaf out of Big Brother Canada and Big Brother US's book, which is more like a Survivor-esque show. So it's a lot more strategy-based. You know, there was an unspoken kind of rule with my series where it's like, we're all in here for the experience. No one's really in here for the money. That's how I felt. I now have learned that I was a dum-dum and actually people were playing with strategy and it was just me.
Who won that series?
Tim Dormer.
Okay, yeah.
Arguably one of the best players I was ever seen. He won our series, went on to be an intruder in the series after us and then went on to be an intruder in Big Brother Canada. So he's an amazing Big Brother player.
He's the curly head guy?
Curly head guy, mm-hmm. Yeah. He bought a crocodile with his earnings.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. He's a big fan of the Irwins and he sponsored a crocodile with his earnings.
Wow.
So my thing is I find it really hard as a original fan of the show.
What did he do with the crocodile?
Did he get to
Josh,
have it?
Josh, he sponsors it.
Okay, like sponsoring a goat.
Like you buy a goat through UNICEF for Christmas.
Yeah, I had a goat once.
I'm sure. Yeah, through UNICEF.
And so anyway, sorry. Go on.
So yeah, it's really hard. It's just a different show, you know. First of all, we have these challenges, these physical challenges, which you've never had before, and we're getting a challenge a night. We're also getting an eviction a night, which to me makes no sense because if we're losing a housemate a night, we're not investing our time into anyone. Like if we're not getting enough. The first episode, we had a challenge and then an eviction in the first ep. Like, I didn't even know half their names. Like, I didn't care about them enough because we hadn't been given enough time to get to know these people. So to me, that's really bizarre. It's really weird watching them strategize out loud and discuss nominations together because that was never – like, I got a warning. So basically you get three warnings and the third one, you're kicked out of the house. We weren't allowed to discuss nominations. It was against the rules. And I was apparently once alluding to who I'd nominated for. Unknowingly, in my opinion, and I got a strike. So to watch them walk around and be like, "You and me together, yeah, let's go for Joe." It was, I'm like, whoa, oh my god, like this is so weird.
So this is in the new series.
This is the new series.
Yeah. That's what I noticed too. It's like it is a shit Survivor because like Survivor is great. I love Survivor. They're always strategizing, doing all these things, and even the challenges in Big Brother are like pretty lame.
Like it's if Survivor's set at IKEA.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like not dangerous at all. Yeah.
And you know what else? And this is something that they just can't afford. And I think that this is something that was so beautiful about our series of Big Brother is that we were so young and naive and innocent. Like Instagram wasn't a thing. Influencers weren't a thing. You know, it was still such early days. And we all went in there just really being starry-eyed, being like, you know, we're just so grateful to be here and we're just so grateful for the opportunity. You know, most of us were either in there for the experience or in there to win the money. Whereas these days you just see, like, they think they have it all figured out. They're in there to become influencers. Like, I don't know, that innocence is no longer, it's impossible to cast a new reality TV show that have that sort of pure naivety that we had. Cause it just doesn't happen. Cause we know what happens. You go on a show, you get a following, you become an influencer at the end.
It's a weird one. Cause there's an understanding of the potential outside of winning any cash.
Oh, they're being like, I was so candid. You can tell they're all like, we're on TV. This might lead to a career. I'm going to watch what I say. I'm going to bite my tongue. Whereas I was just like, oh, and then like, it's just such a different world.
I mean, who's the first that's going to have an OnlyFans account from this year's Big Brother?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I don't want to point.
I was going to ask around like sex. What's the rule of sex in the house?
So there are condoms available in the diary room. But you have to go into the diary room and request one. You can't. They're not just sitting there in a bowl.
Greg's got a fucking pad and pen. Yes. Tully took three.
So, but it also means that if you're going in there to ask for a condom, they then get the opportunity to say.
Yeah.
So basically, when we were hungover, we'd go in there and ask for Panadol because they have all our medicine. They sort of mind our medicine for us, which was difficult for people that were on antidepressants. You had to go in there every day and ask Big Brother for your meds. But it was so that they could, like, you know, they have to keep an eye on that kind of stuff. But with a condom, right? So if we were hungover, we'd go in there, we'd be like, oh, hi, brother. And the lights, it'd be like this. You'd be like, hi, could I just get, like, two Panadol, please? And he'd be like, sure. And they'd be like, so how was your night? Oh, sure. And, like, before they gave you the meds, they'd make you give them a review on the night before and then they'd use that footage to storytell from the night before. Right? So you can imagine going in there and being like middle of the night and be like, hey, can I have a condom? They'd be like, Tully, sit down. Like, who's the condom for? They're just like, they'd milk the story. I mean, I never asked for a condom.
All for content, really.
Yeah. They would completely use that for content. But yeah, you're allowed to have sex in the house. People had sex in my series. I'm not sure about this series. I do know that there's two people that get together romantically in the show.
Hang on, so it's already filmed? Yeah, it's already completed.
That's the weirdest bit.
So 2013, you were living.
Well, that's what you want to see. Live. You want to see it
live. Oh, we were day behind. So you'd see the Daily Show every night would be the 24 hours before, which I think is that's what the show's
about.
But
that's what's great about Love Island as well. It's like the same thing. You're watching and you're like, oh, I wonder what they're up to.
So why are you a loyalist? Why do you give a shit whether you're
I've just watched the show since, you know, since inception. I think it's one of the original, it's really one of the sort of original reality TV concepts. Started off in Germany, I think, and it's still a massive format across the globe in different ways and variations. And I just really feel like, especially, you know, the network said that they think that the viewers now need something different and new and exciting. I actually disagree. I think that especially after COVID, I think that we would have really loved a really true, honest Big Brother where we're just watching people hang out in a house, make breakfast, go for a swim, becoming friends, becoming lovers, whatever it is. I think we would have really loved that sort of pure format that the show used to be in.
So have they butchered it then?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Even the fact that, okay, so I've heard that. So I was in there for 10 weeks and I was not by any means the last person not evicted. I've heard the whole thing only went for 7 weeks. And so we're only going to get 3 weeks of the series. Because they're squeezing in 3 days per episode. Mm. We're going to be done in 3 weeks.
Well, I know Happy Harry, a guy who regularly comes onto the show, he talks about in the forums.
I can't forget Scooter because he's Scooter. The world's biggest Big Brother fan.
I wonder if he was up in 2013, if he was up in Queensland.
He did do the whole like going.
He would have been.
He went with his mates.
He's part of some secret Victorian Big Brother fan group.
I'm just on bigbrother.fandom.com/wiki/TullySmarth. And in here, it's got the showdown history. So it was week one, week two, week three.
Guys.
Yeah, so you won.
I won a showdown.
You won the very first. Get a grip. What was that?
So this new series, they have a challenge every episode, which is like a Ninja Warrior meets Survivor challenge. Don't ask me why. We had one every Friday, so once a week rather than one
Friday
every
night
episode.
Games?
Yeah, but they called it something different every year.
Yeah, that's great.
And so it would be a mixture of sort of brain puzzles, physical activity. It would be a mix, so everyone had a chance, right? It wasn't just for the strong boys or just for the smart, you know, I want to say smart girls, smart boys or girls. And yeah, I randomly won one week and I got $5,000.
What did you do? As in like, how did you, like what was the competition?
So,
chase up the invoice? Did you have to follow
I got the cash. I got the cash. Trust me. I know exactly where it went. There was a spelling challenge. So we had a bunch of scrabbled up words we had to put into right order. We had to guess the order and spell it correctly. And the last one, which is what they called it probably, we had to hold on to a pole for the longest.
And did you win that?
Hang in there.
How long did you go for?
There wasn't a timer, but I saw who I was up against, right? So I had a guy who was an ex-football player, very, very fit guy. A guy who was ex-army, very, very fit guy. And then one of the strongest girls in the house, she was just very, very muscly strong. And I looked at them when we first lined up and I was like, there's no way. I don't have it in me. There's no way I'm going to compete against these guys. And then they're like, okay, you know, hold on to the pole, start. And apparently, according to the other housemates, everyone else's hands were like this on the pole. But apparently my weird little sloth hands were like this. Like I had a full-on grip. But also, end of the day, I've got less weight to hold. So the heavy boys, they were holding on, they were holding up more weight.
Sure.
So yeah, I randomly came through and I won it and I won $5,000.
It's good.
It was good. I also won a nomination power. That was the other reward. So you get cash prize plus you also get a nomination power. So you get to have power. It's always different every week. It changes every week, but basically with nominations, I get to have the foot up with that week's nominations. And I think from memory, I saved my ex-boyfriend, Drew, that week. Mm. I think he was going to be up and my ability was to like take points away from someone and put them somewhere else. And I saved him that week.
What does trust look like in a house? Like with people you don't know?
I trust everyone. See, the thing about Survivor really stresses me out because I look at that and I'm like, the thought of the fact that everyone was trying to fuck me over and I couldn't trust anyone, that would eat away at my – that would play on my anxiety. Like if you're an anxious person, you already think the world's out to get you. You already are convinced that you're going to die and that everyone hates you. As an anxious person, you already think that. So to have people, you know, be in this competition and be going up against you, I would just be like, you hate me. Everyone hates me. I don't trust anyone. It would really fuck with my head. So I think that had I been more aware of the game people were playing in my series, it would have really done me a disservice. But I was naive and I was like, we're all friends. Like, we're best friends. You said you love me. I love you. We're sweet. No one's going to vote me out. I haven't watched the show back because I just can't do it to myself. But what I've heard is the main reason people were using to vote for me was that I was embarking in a relationship when I was already in one.
Mm.
So I'm kind of glad that it wasn't like, Tully stinks or like Tully's the worst to live with. I'm glad it was like Tully's making a terrible life decision. Like at least I can, you know, I was making a bad life decision.
Have you ever nearly gone on another reality show?
I have.
Oh, what one?
I've been asked if I would apply for, well, if I would be keen for Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. And I absolutely would, still would, hands down would do that show. I would be great TV because I'm terrified of everything. Like they'd be like, lion is coffin with, I hate snakes. It'd be like, here are some snakes. I'd be like, this is going to be great television for you. But I was keen for that because at the end of the day, it's raising money for a charity of your choice. And obviously I'm very, you know, close with Dementia Australia, and it would be a great opportunity to raise awareness and funds for Dementia Australia. Plus I think it would give people an insight into who I am, who I actually am, like the person that you guys know, rather than this person that everyone thinks I am based on a show I did 7 years ago where they saw 4 minutes of me every night.
So when you're like, I've had friends who have been interviewed by producers. Have you gotten to sort of that stage with having conversations?
So I had a producer email and say, are you keen for this? Would you do this? And I said, I would. He's my manager. Then they went back and forth. But end of the day, they can only really ever have like one reality TV reject. So if I'm not the most relevant, or I think they do like a mass send out and then see who's said yes. And then from there, they sort of cherry pick who they want. Mm-hmm. And if there's someone that's on a show that from last year versus a show from 7 years ago, they're going to get picked. Mm. I would love to do The Bachelorette. Love.
Bachelorette would be the
Bachelorette. To be the Bachelorette. I would not. I'm going to go up against 23 other girls. But how honestly, how good would I be at The Bachelorette?
Yeah, you'd be very good.
I would be amazing television.
You would destroy.
I would destroy everybody.
Yeah, you would just destroy lives. Definitely.
There's even been gags about me doing like a Taylor Tequila shot at Love and having like 10 boys, 10 girls.
Oh, yeah.
Well, have you seen the show I saw on news.com.au? There was an article around impregnating a woman, like by the end of it.
I saw that and I thought, you know what? I'm 5 minutes away from that.
Your joke was funny, Josh.
Well, because, yeah, the way that it was sort of pitched, it was like that there was going to be 15 men that were going to ejaculate into a person and then they work out who
that's the show.
Well, that's the way it was sold. It's like
15 guys vying. 15
guys who's going to impregnate the woman.
It's just The Bachelor, but. The Bachelorette, but like the winner is going to give her a baby rather than just a shitty ring that looks like a cheesel.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that it?
Well, yeah, but the way that it was pitched was that they were all having sex.
Let's all just like jerk off into her and see whose sperms are strongest.
Yes.
Yep.
I'd do that in a heartbeat. I would. I was asked to do Farmer Wants a Wife. I mean, come on, guys. Would I?
What about maths? What's that?
I was asked to do maths. I've been asked to do Love Island.
Well, maths seems to be the one that was huge in the last couple of years.
Yeah, but also, like, what's a success rate? It's not very high.
Mm. Well, what is success now on television? Like, I was listening to something this morning, an ABC show probably 15 years ago it was like poor ratings at 1.4 million. Yeah. Now you're lucky to get fucking 200,000.
Millions.
Our podcast almost gets more per month.
A million is considered the golden number. So I think that if you get a million, then that's considered a success. Mm. But I feel like this is the thing, and this is what I've said before to producers. It's like a lot of people do these shows because they want to come out with what I already have, right? So they want to go on these shows predominantly to come out with an Instagram following, invites to fun parties, movie premieres, events, free clothes, freebies. That's what they're going in there for. Interestingly, what I think makes me interesting in Canada is that I don't already have that, right? So if I'm applying for The Bachelorette, it's because I actually want to find love. Like I'm truly there for what the show's about. I'm not there to get Instagram famous. I'm already Instagram famous. I think that's why Sophie Monk really I thought she was an interesting pick for The Bachelorette, because I was like, she's already famous. So she's obviously on there to try and maybe meet someone. Yeah.
She's famous and she's got cash, and so that's not the thing. The play.
Like, you know, with all these shows, like I don't want what most of these girls, like if you go to the Love Island auditions, I'm telling you now that 99.9% of the girls that are in that room auditioning are there to become what I already am. They just want to be famous on Instagram. They want freebies. They want to go to the parties. They don't think they're actually going to find anyone. They're like, you know what? What would be good though is like following a job doing that. Whereas it's like, I've already got all of that. So if I'm applying for a show, if I'm going to put my hand up for something like The Bachelorette, it's like I legit just hope that I might meet someone nice, because I don't need anything else that comes with this shit. I already have it. And I think that makes me a really interesting candidate.
Definitely. I mean, what's your perception of influencers and being perceived as an influencer?
You know, you know that. You know that already. You know I hate it. I don't like the word influencer. I think it it doesn't quite fairly describe everything that we do. I think it's belittling. I think it comes with a negative connotation. I think that it's frowned upon by many people. I certainly, you know, even on dating apps, when people ask what I do, I start off with I'm a journalist because that's what I am technically. I say I'm a journalist. I'm a podcast.
I'm a lawyer.
You're not a lawyer.
Tom. Tom's my lawyer.
He's in trouble. Yeah. He's in Thomas.
Tom Jacket.
Tom Jacket lawyers. You definitely have a billboard in Los Angeles.
Why? Yeah. Tom Jacket consultancy. Why suddenly do you want to be a lawyer? My lawyer specifically so badly.
I don't know.
It's the power.
It's a Prosecco talking.
Do you have any background in that whatsoever, apart from watching like Law and Order or like Criminal Minds?
Absolutely not.
No.
But you know what? Absolutely not. You do have the gift of the gab.
I would.
You could sell ice to Eskimos.
Could I?
I mean, I reckon you could definitely get out of a clause. You could
I'd smile a lot.
Yeah, you'd. No, you'd.
Like, you're unassumingly charming. Like, you don't. No one. No one's gonna see you and think he's gonna fuck me over.
And am I unassumingly charming?
You're just unassuming in general. If Tommy's unassumingly charming, you're just unassuming.
Yeah, I'll take that
with a shit hat.
So I'm wearing a skunk hat. You don't like this one.
I just don't. I didn't realize that there was like a 2-for-1 deal here. Like, what's going on?
I think you got about 8 of them.
Yeah, we got. Yeah,
do you have something else that you could put on? Could you take it off?
No, I could put a beanie on. I like this.
No, it's great. Sure? Let's rock it. I just don't. A skunk again has such negative connotations, and I don't know why you'd knowingly and like you chose to put a skunk on your head. Well, in my head, it just means you've got a stinky butt.
No, I don't know. I mean, you brought up the butt chat. do you remember the Real Men Eat Ass stuff?
I stand by Real Men Eat Ass. Real men wear pink and real men eat ass. And I've been coaching Mason on eating ass. I think he needs to just do it. George and I were both saying that he needs to just bite the bullet and give
George,
it a shot.
George has
this is a stitch up. I was in the room.
We need to
settle some bad blood between George and Tully. Because Tully was not vibing you, George. And I think it was the vibe you were giving off to her.
Mustache.
What's happened?
I'm just used to being liked pretty instantaneously, and like George was giving me donuts, and I don't like not being liked.
Should we break it to Tully that you're the guy that was filming? You're Greg.
No, there's pushback. What's the pushback, George?
I think it's playing hard to get, which is maybe why I'm in. Like, I'm kind of like, oh, what do I have to do to like? Do you want to see my tits? Like, I'm happy to get them out.
George,
there's no pushback.
There's definitely pushback.
There's a bit, honestly, there is.
You said, who do you like more, me or Grace? And as if I'm not going to say Grace. I've had more.
Oh, I said Tully.
Yeah, but you've met Tully for much more than I have. I've known Tully for an hour. I've talked to Grace a lot.
That's a fair comment.
Totally.
So he's an honourable friend.
How's that? That's fair. You got to respect that.
Absolutely. He's dead to me, fair.
And so the real men eat ass thing. How common do you think it actually is? And is it a?
Because in Sev's mind, it only happens if you're like giving a rim job, and we're like, no, you can be going down on someone and just slide into the asshole.
Sure. And so you think there's a distinction between a rim job and eating ass?
Yes. Wait, no. A rim job is eating ass.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But it doesn't have to be anal.
It doesn't have to be just anal.
Yes.
Every episode.
You say the
anal. This is JJ. Yeah.
This was not me. Thank you, Mace. This was not me.
No, you brought the eating ass bit up.
Shut.
Yeah, yeah.
You did.
Yeah, he's defending you.
Yeah, good, as he should.
And so, no, I think that because it was such a big trip of, like, he was fucking running around Los Angeles saying real men eat ass.
I think, as he should. You know what? If, honestly, hand on heart, you can see that. Hand on heart, yeah. If Mace takes nothing away from our time together. Wait, that sounds great. Hang on a minute. That's not what I meant. If Mace takes nothing away from our friendship and my guidance as his elder, if it's only that he takes away and he walks away and he's repeating himself, real men eat ass, then I've done my job.
Why do you think, like, is it a broader piece, do you think? So if you take out the eating of the ass, do you think it's a there's a level of exploration that's going on.
Yeah, it's also about it's also about yeah. you know him being more generous, more generous, and giving to his partner.
Yeah.
I just think that it just takes a something about just like guys that are just not fussed about that. I think that's so sexy.
And so
but he is fussed about it, so we've got some work to do.
No, I get it. Yeah, he's, I mean, you're as a fruity, fruity guy.
If he was really fruity, he wouldn't have a problem with it at all.
Yeah, true.
And so, any tips if people are listening and they're experiencing their first sexual experience or they're getting into a relationship? How do you enter into all of this in 2020? What's the do you have any tips for a young person getting
As a lawyer,
we want the tully answer. What do you think? What is sexual experiences for the first time?
I think that, you know, a lot of guys, especially a lot of guys, are all like, oh no, like no one in my asshole. It's like, you don't really mean that. Like, most guys like a finger up there at the very least. Put your hand up.
No, I think
JJ's got a lot of pushback.
I'm happy to put a finger in, but getting a finger in the ass to me is just...
Wait, what did you say? Sorry, what did you say, JJ?
Oh, I'm all...
You're okay with a finger?
I'm all for putting a finger in.
Yeah. Yes. Wait, you putting a finger in?
Not my ass.
Someone else's ass.
Yes.
So you don't like a finger up your ass?
No.
Have you tried it?
Nah.
Well, then you don't know what you haven't tried, right?
Yeah, it's true.
So I thought I didn't like mushrooms.
I see myself as like a liberal guy. Like a
I do
guy
like
that
mushrooms.
Just open to stuff.
Well, you're not obviously that open at all. That's like really basic stuff that you've not been open to.
No, you've got a good point. And no, but so
just give it a go. Get
so
fucked up
Brie,
one night and be like, just stick one up there, see what happens.
And so what's that adding to Brie? So the finger in her asshole is very different to a finger in my asshole.
Hang on, but if you think that she enjoys that, so why wouldn't you enjoy it in the same vein?
Yeah.
Let's be
George,
equal
what
here.
Do you think?
George,
you're the one who's
George and I were talking about eating ass before. We were both schooling. Sebs.
And so what does George know about eating
George
ass?
George knows more than you, clearly.
Now, what does he know?
Clearly,
there's difference
more than
between
you.
Fingers and
Go on, George.
What do you know, George?
My mum listens to this show.
No, that's fine. Nothing your mum doesn't know. What do you...
Well, she made your asshole, you idiot.
Yeah. Oh, that's a weird concept.
Seb thinks it's a bit more full on than it actually is.
Thank you.
Actually,
that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Seb, I think in Seb's mind, he's like, oh, you know, anal's a lot. Therefore, it's like it can easily go from there to there very quickly.
I think that eating ass is probably more common than anal.
Yeah, that's what we're saying there. I think
which
in
I
Sam's
thought was
mind,
the other way around.
Yeah, see, really? That was our way.
I thought it'd be switched around. I thought it'd be the other way. Yeah.
Well, anal is like there's a lot of.
But Sev's grew up on Pornhub.
Yeah, sure.
Lots of anal there. Yeah.
That's the problem. That's why he thinks it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So we were trying to say that like you don't have like. It's not like ass play has to be like the one session and we just do everything in this one session. It's very easy, I'm sure.
Premeditated ass play is not, I don't know, I haven't had premeditated ass play. It's just sort of been.
Yeah, I don't think it's something.
It's just all of a sudden, I've got a finger up my bum.
But even that's like.
You don't hate it, TJ.
I'm like, this feels like pretty good.
Yeah. But isn't that the same with, say, like.
go on, JJ.
What is there, mate?
Here we go.
No, I just said things like sitting on faces or stuff like that.
Oh, sitting
like,
on faces. I've never wanted to not sit on a face more in my entire life than you saying sitting on faces like that.
I think that like 69, sitting on faces, those things generally don't happen
it's
as the first
it's
thing.
It's not every time. Okay, so this is the thing. So when people find out that I used to date girls, their first thing is like, oh, like, did you guys scissor? And I'm like, okay, so yes, scissoring's a thing, lesbian scissor, but like you scissor as often as you would 69. And like how often do you guys 69? Like literally never.
Yeah.
Then when you first start dating or you first start sleeping together, you might do a couple. You guys 69 regularly?
Nah. But I think it's something that.
No, please tell us everything.
But do you think?
Spice it up.
What? I think that's an admirable like. If there are people who are 69ing all the time,
oh for sure. But it's not a regular. Like if you're in a long term relationship,
why do you
not,
think that is?
You're not 69ing every Wednesday, are you? Yeah, like you're just not.
No, I know what you mean.
You're just not. First of all, it's a lot of admin, you know? Like, it's a lot of propping yourself up at odd places. You're wondering what's happening back there. You're trying to focus on what's happening down here. It's a lot to mentally deal
with. It makes more sense for a guy to be on the bottom in a 69. For a girl in a girl.
Do you know what?
Hang on. How does the other way God. I've never just a woman done a 69 being on top.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I didn't know there was a rule, bro. Not,
I thought that's just saying, face fucking at that point.
Well, I'm just, some people might like that. All I'm saying is for somebody who is been in a girl-on-girl relationship, lesbian relationship, what is the, who's going where? Who decides?
It doesn't really matter. You know what I have, though? A little bit of a hack for everybody. If you're 69 on the side, so usually everyone's thinking about this, right? If you do it on the side, it's just like real, it's like spoony sex, but like it's much more chilled.
Oh my God, that's fucking.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a good genius. Hack.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Then you're both lying down. No one's having to prop themselves up and you're both comfy while still doing what you're doing the other way around.
What do you reckon if you were to do a survey, what's the most common sexual activity for a first date?
Fingering. I hate that word so much. Finger banging. Finger blasting.
That hunt day replay this week.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
Finger blast. What do you guys call it?
Fingering.
And so fingering.
Finger blasting is like you've got superpowers coming out of your fingers. Yeah. And trust me, most of you guys are really bad at it.
But also,
really
don't you think that fingering, when I was.
I love a bit of fingering.
But I also think like being younger, fingering was very much about putting the fingers fully in.
The whole hand. From the fingers as you can.
I feel like being younger, fisting porn was a thing.
Wow.
Like, where did fisting go?
Well, as an ex-lesbian, or as someone who's date girls.
Where did fisting go?
Fisting is a big thing
that's
in the lesbian
definitely
world.
Definitely not a TDTS quote.
Where did fisting go?
My lesbian friends went to a fisting workshop.
Really?
Apparently you have to, I don't know much about fisting, but apparently you have to go in like this before you can get.
It's like slicing an onion.
Like, I've got a big hand for.
That's what Gordon Ramsay does. Like you put your three fingers, protect them.
You go in like this and then you go like. Yeah. Once you're in, you go like.
And so the.
That sound effect was far
so
too accurate.
So is fisting big in the lesbian
community?
I've
never fisted someone. So yes. Sorry, Dad. Oof. Nor have I been. You know what? No one has to hear that. I wasn't a fan of it, but people are. I guess when you're a lesbian, you're trying to think of any way you can fuck differently.
Just get more value.
Just get bang for your buck.
Yeah. And so, because I feel like when I was younger, it was very much about sort of the.
Have you ever fisted someone, JJ?
Never. But I feel like.
But where did it go?
Yeah, where did fisting go? No, but that was a thing. It was the amount of fisting porn that I was watching.
Just because you're not doing it doesn't mean it's not a thing. You're not doing a lot of shit. That's fun. Trust me.
It's still out there on the internet, mate. Just type it. Anything you think about.
Just because you're not doing it, JJ, doesn't mean it's not still happening. It's still fun.
But
it's
happening. If Telly Smythe isn't fisting, like.
But I'm also.
She's not a porn star, dude. It's happening over in the valley in California. It's coming
you reckon
through.
It's a Californian thing?
No, I'm just saying it's porn. There's a lot
it's
of porn
a
made.
Thing.
There's a lot of porn made in the valley in California.
But so do you think that fisting, there's a big fisting thing outside
absolutely
of porn?
Absolutely,
oh, dude. For sure. There'd be people that are primarily only into fisting.
And so do you think.
But hang on. I think the bigger question here is how do you land. So before you've even had sex, you don't know if you have a kink. Mm-hmm. How do you land on a kink? Because. Getting fisted
was
is
the
a.
The bottle left here on purpose. Yeah.
You can
did
have
you guys leave.
It's fine. You can have
did
it.
Did you guys leave this here on purpose?
Tell I mean, how do you end up? How do you land on a kink? Like, I mean, you got to try,
weird
right?
Kink. I'm not going to talk. About, I mean, I probably
you can't.
Talk
yeah,
about
what
it.
Is what is the kink?
No, you're right. How do you figure out that you've got a kink? I guess you do something
I know
once
so,
with
can
someone.
I just tell you?
Please tell me.
I know somebody who loves to sniff amyl as they're coming.
Are they gay?
No,
because amyl's very. I love amyl.
They're not.
So what's amyl again?
Oh, this is the thing that you is this the thing that you talked about a while ago?
Yeah, amyl's great. Do you guys know what amyl is?
It's meant to make it more.
Well, is it too much to have amyl on your first sexual experience?
Absolutely. Don't you dare!
But then how do you? So my point with the amyl thing is the person that I know that does this. I'm just like, how do you land on it?
Yeah,
how do you land on it?
Point? You obviously you've done it once and you go, this is fucking amazing. I'm never doing it without it ever again.
Yeah, I can imagine the person that you're with.
Does everyone know what amyl is here in
no,
this room?
No, and I don't think I want to be someone who's like. Has
don't
the
be
side
judgy,
of,
JJ.
Well, just the side of, like having in the bedside table.
No, for sure. It's definitely amyl. Used in the gay community because it relaxes your muscles completely. So it also relaxes.
So you get a boner. Is that
people
what
use it,
it,
people
no.
use it for, people use it for, as a drug as well.
It's yeah.
So you, Josh, you had magnesium and you had it.
No, it's not.
Because the thing is that
amyl
was.
Amyl nitrate.
No, well, yeah, that's interesting.
Is
it an erection if you get.
It's
you have an erection if you take it?
You take a sniff of it and suddenly you go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and for like 5 seconds you can't see anything. Yeah, Your whole world is like running around.
Let me tell you about what it means.
It's like pipe cleaner.
What is it? Amyl nitrate is depressant, which means it slows down the messages traveling between the brain and the body. Classified as an inhalant, it belongs to a class of drugs known as something, blah, 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 which also includes something.
It's a vasodilator, so it dilates your blood vessels so you can have more blood flow.
It feels like when you've just stood up and you're sort of seeing stars,
it's like a head spin, head rush.
It's bizarre.
It's big in the festival community as a like a social drug. Or
yeah, but and also, so
it kicks in other drugs.
Yeah, so that's the whole idea.
If you've taken, ecstasy or MDMA, and then you have a sniff of that, it hypes it all into. I've heard.
Yeah, it's like if you're, I can imagine if you saw your kid, this would be a weird use case. If you saw your kid and it makes you really happy, and then you sniffed it, it'll probably make you euphoric.
The closest person to you, you want to just make out with them.
So people use it while they're having sex.
So it's back to your question: logistic. Is how do you land on a kink?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Like, if anyone has a foot fetish, how did you get to the point where you realize you've got a foot fetish?
You've just been seeing kids' feet. I mean, kids. No, as you're growing up, you're in school, you're looking over, you're like, there's Bianca's feet. I don't know why I feel the way I do about her feet, but I like them, and you're keeping it down. And then you get to become an adult and you're like, I'm at the gym.
This is a thing. Does anyone in this room have a weird kink?
I don't think so.
I mean, Mace can't really tell right yet.
I feel like if anyone, George, what's your...
the guy that must start.
Yeah, you would definitely be the guy to have a kink.
No. I mean, the guy that brings up fisting a bit.
Do you think that's me?
Yeah. I don't know.
Would you be a fisting guy?
What about all the people who have kinks but are in relationships that don't...
allow for the kink?
Which is fine. It's just
like... That'd be tough.
Relationship, I wonder how kinks... fit into it. Like, what do you think the standard, do you think it's sort of like a long-term relationship?
Do you have to be like, okay, I agree on that on the first of every month, we'll adhere to your kink just to give you that.
No, I think people can have their kinks suppressed, not in a negative.
But is that not a bit sad? Don't you want
to? No, not necessarily. Life isn't always about succumbing
to your sort of need.
So what's the appeal of 69?
So that could be someone's kink, though. I'm not a fan of it. I've done it. I don't appreciate it.
Some would say that oral sex.
I don't bloody appreciate it.
Some would say that oral sex is better than penetrative sex. So
I like the pressure of not coming straight away. Like, you can long last. You can last longer. It feels like you can have two goes. Whereas if you just go straight to fucking. I feel like I've got fucking 45 seconds.
Don't you just feel like the 69? Like, there's just too much going on. Like, there's so much in my brain. I'm like focusing on so much. I'm like sucking your stomach, suck something else. Like, it's just a lot. There's a lot happening.
Yeah, as you said, admin. It's a lot of admin.
How much of it is perception of your body and you at that time versus getting too close to his asshole?
I don't care about assholes. You know that.
And so then it's very much about like, how do I look from behind?
Well, it depends which way we're going from. But, yeah, I just feel like I think that a lot of the time oral sex is considered like the holy grail. Like a lot of guys I know would prefer to get a head job over actually having sex. A lot of guys I know. And they also like to think that they're the best in the world at going down. And like, oh, I'm so great. I actually love eating pussy. It's like you're actually shithouse at it. Like you really are. Most guys are really bad at it. You're probably both really bad at it.
I agree.
probably are. And I can say that because I've been with both men and women. So I'm this queen status.
Women better?
Like, yeah, because they actually give a fuck more than guys do.
And so where does oral sex fit with you in regards to...
No, but my point is, so in a lot of people's opinion, I think that a 69er in some people's view is like the ultimate because it's like they get to be king at like eating you out, which is, you know, I'm so lucky. At the same time, they get to get a head job. They're like, this is the best of all the worlds.
So you think that... giving like a guy going down on a chick
is usually terrible,
That's high status.
They for think the guy. That they think that they are giving you a real gift. They're like, oh no, you know what? I actually love doing this. I love doing it. Just lie back, and you're there going, I'd rather you not. Like you're just wasting my time.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm like shopping is tomorrow.
Pressure for the male, like. I'm not a fan of it. I don't appreciate it.
What are you not a fan of, TJ?
Like, it's not my. I don't pride myself.
Someone going down on you, or you going down someone else?
Me going down. And so it's like,
have you ever? That's the thing. Is that
oh my god!
Yes. Yes, but what I'm saying is, I think the people who put it forward as like, so I'm you doing were you a favor.
That's what they're like. They're like, oh, you just wait, baby girl. Like you just lie back.
Well,
and
I think
relax.
That's a guy
like,
who. Oh. That's a guy.
The way that you're positioning it there was like, yeah, I was a pussy eating guy, but not anymore.
No, but what I'm saying is,
now I don't appreciate.
How many guys are okay with saying? It's not my thing. I'm not into it.
No guy ever says that.
That's what I mean.
I'd love a guy to be like, hey, you know what? Can you talk me through what you... I'd be like, absolutely. Buckle up, soldier.
That's what
but
I mean,
the guys
yeah.
are like, oh, baby girl, like you just fucking... You lie back. You just relax. You know, they're going, this is going to be so
because they're bad. Thinking that this is what the girl wants. And so they're like...
And so where does that come
girls
from?
Girls like it. And it's just a delusion of the guy. And so
no, they
if the
think
guy was like,
nah, you know what?
Not
it's
a
also
fan.
On us. It's also on us. And we talk about this a lot with my girlfriends. It's like... If you sleep with a guy, which I've done many times in the past, and acted like you were enjoying it when you're not, that's us doing them a disservice.
And so do you think, because I guess you watch all these films, like American Pie, I remember as a kid.
I was like, yeah, Red Shoe, you jizz. Yeah, oh, wait. No, actual
like
film.
American
all
Pie.
All right, so you laughed a little bit too loud at that one.
No, but it's like American Pie. Like there was so much talk about... eating, going down on someone. Mm-hmm. They had the book. Was that that film or was that not another teen movie? But they had the book underneath the shelf in the library.
Do you remember about that? American Pie?
Yeah.
American Pie.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I feel like they're what I remember as a younger person. I was like,
did
that
you guys
was...
Google how to do it and were told to do the alphabet with your tongue and the clit?
No.
Is that what you all
no,
I think that like the right-hand side of the clitoris, I believe, is the more sensitive area.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Karen. No? Georgie's mum, how are you?
Karen knows.
The I mean, right. Oh, wait, hang on. Wait. What?
Wait.
What medical, like where, what? Can we just do some fact checking? What, where did you learn the right side is more?
And whose right side? Why? Camera right or?
Stage right.
Like where did you read this?
No, I just think like the.
You know what? Have some facts.
So the thing is there, because I guess the other thing too is all of this is so unique to the individual. So there's some people who love having, like you hear stories of it's like, I'm only going to have a sex with a guy if he goes.
I'm only going to have sex.
I'm
going
to have a sex. It's a comedy.
Have a sex.
Anyway, thanks for coming on to talk about Big Brother, Tully.
Oh, yeah.
Just quickly. No, but the people talk about. I think it's wine's.
I know.
We've only had three bottles.
So the no. Do you think like so for some people? Do your girlfriends say, I will only have sex with this person if they'll go down on me first?
No, not at all. No one, and some girls don't even. Some girls find that really. It's a really vulnerable position for them to be in. Like a lot of females I know think that that's really intimate. That's more intimate, as we were saying the other day. It's more intimate. Some people think than sleeping together.
And so, no post oral kissing. Like, how do you feel about
having?
I'm
okay with that.
Uh-huh.
If yeah,
you're a big baby, if you don't.
What the hell? Like, are you serious? You just. If you're, yeah, I think it's really immature if you're like, oh, wait, you just, you know, down there, don't kiss me. Like, if I ever gave a guy a blowjob and then he didn't kiss me, I'd be like, see you later. Like, sure. What the hell?
That's fair.
Your junk's okay for my mouth, but your tongue isn't. Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, that's fair. Anyway, thanks for coming on talk about Big Brother 2020.
Any I think other
that
thoughts,
was George that was more entertaining than Big Brother.
Oh, do they, in Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
So women, do they?
I didn't know where it was going.
The voice, is that, are you actually talking to that voice that we hear on Big Brother or is it a producer?
Good point.
Yeah, no, it is. One thing that I remember being really perplexed by as a fan of the show was I just figured that Big Brother was going to be there for us whenever we wanted him. I was like, that's his job to be there whenever I want him. So I would, you know, be upset or want to discuss something or want to just like even just have some time alone in the diary room. And I'd go and press, you have to press like a doorbell and then they let you in. So obviously.
It's intercom.
Well, obviously if the voice of Big Brother doesn't happen to be in the control room at that very moment. They have to get him to come into the control room. He's there every day. But if he's having a lunch break, having a ciggy, whatever, Leon, I love you. If he's not there, they have to get him in. So sometimes you'd go then, you'd press the button and wait for the door. And mostly the doors would open immediately. But sometimes you'd walk, you'd be like, I'll come back later. Like they wouldn't let you in, which I thought was so funny because in my head I'm like, you're at my beck and call, are you not? Like, is that not your job to be at my beck and call?
Yeah. I remember there being a couple of different voices.
There are. So, so there was like a Game Time Big Brother. So there was a Big Brother that was like for all the main events. So for like evictions, for nominations, for any of the challenges. And that was Leon Murray. He's an amazing, amazing voiceover artist.
I know that guy. Leon and Dan.
He's great. Leon's great. And it's such a shame. It works well for me because I think if I had heard his voice be Big Brother this year, that would have made me feel a little bit weird. So I'm really glad. I'm sad because this new voice is terrible, but also I'm like, you know what? He's great. But yeah, so him. And then there was a Weekend Big Brother It was kind of a bit more cash and she was a chick.
She was getting double time and a half Weekend.
Weekend rides.
Yeah.
You hope so.
Yeah. Well, she used to play with the boys. So they'd wake us up every morning and we'd call her Lady Big Brother. And she would wake us up. The lights would come on and she'd be like, good morning, boys. She'd be like, the sun is shining. The birds are chirping. And the boys would be like, oh, yeah. Like, talk to us. Talk to us. Because they hadn't seen or heard anyone like remotely sexy. Obviously, we weren't sexy.
You were in there. Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Josh.
But as you know, that was the question. It wasn't just the guys weren't all separate, were they? There was...
Well, a lot of them had girlfriends in the outside world and she was putting on like a sexy, sultry voice.
Did she make the
Siri
show?
Siri turns me on. I got a wife and Siri does it for me.
Yeah, exactly. And then we call him baby. Big
you've
brother.
Got a bloke.
Yeah, I do have a guy Siri.
You use the guy Siri?
Yeah.
What is it? He's English, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a British Indian.
Reminds me of him of James Bond.
It's a serious shit. Anyway,
it is.
And then there was a baby Big Brother that was like a younger, snappier version of Big Brother that would flirt with me. I thought he sounded really cute and I would often flirt with him and he'd say things like, Tully, you're looking really cute today. And I'd be like, oh my God, stop. And then I met him at the rap party and he's gay. So
classic.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. But yeah, this new voice is just a bit creepy, isn't it?
So are you going to keep watching?
I will, of course. As I said, I'm a loyalist to the show. I love the format. And in any way, shape or form, they're bringing it back. Yeah, I'll definitely be watching.
I don't know if I believe you.
She'll be watching.
No, but like in regards to the format, you don't like the format though.
I don't like this new format. Yeah. No, I don't.
Big Brother as a whole.
Yeah, I love the show. I love the concept. And despite this new sort of version of the concept.
Sorry that was slightly aggressive.
Yeah. She loves the band, doesn't love the new album.
Well, yeah, exactly. I think it's important to say that, right? Because if you love Blink-182 and then they bring them back and they're completely different, it's like, I feel like as a loyalist, you should be able to communicate.
End of the day, though, there's still a bunch of strangers living in a house, filmed 24/7, living together, and that's the thing that I love. I don't love the new challenges every night. I don't love the fact that there's an eviction every night. I don't love the fact that it's not filmed live and we have zero say. Because this is the thing, right? If it was down to us to evict rather than the public, I would have been gone week two. And like the show would have been absolutely awful without me, obviously. So they're gonna get rid of the annoying loud people, but those people are what make the show entertaining. Right. So it's
do you reckon they'll do it again, but actually fix the format?
Nah, I have a feeling. I hope the show does well. I really do. I have a feeling it won't, and I don't think it will be back, and that sucks.
Yeah, it's interesting.
If they do an All Stars. I'm absolutely down for it.
Well, that's what I guess. Like, so I guess they part
should.
Of it is like
I should.
You're wanting to
with
like
his crocodile,
not burn bridges because it's like you want to see what opportunities.
But I also just love the show. I really do love the show. I was excited to hear it's coming back. I was apprehensive of the new format after seeing two episodes, even more so. They're just rushing it. You know, they're not letting us learn who these people are. They needed to give us, you don't get evicted usually the new series for a week in. You get a week to establish yourself, meet people, relax, unwind. And so the fact that we had an eviction, you know, day one, it was just like, it's a lot.
He's getting bogged down in you mentioning the format, old format, Big Brother.
Yeah, I just feel like, I just wanted to just understand. Yeah.
No, I know it's a good question. Good question.
All right.
You guys all right? You want to hug it out?
Yeah,
it's all fine. I need a bit of a sleep. I'm just going to have a bit of a nap. Yeah?
All too no, much for us. Thank you. Thanks for coming on, Tali.
Thanks, Tali. It's a daily talk show. You can send us an email. hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow for another weekend banter. Have a good one.
Bye. See you guys.
Bye.